My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, let's get right into it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now, Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Matt, thank you as always for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. I want to start with the idea of scripted plays at the beginning of a game. I got a couple questions for you. One is, when a team scripts plays like the 49ers are known to do, about how many plays is it? And do they run these plays in order, or do they pick out a certain play of the script that they use on a particular play, or is it something that is very formulaic and they just go by the numbers for the first couple series?
Well, it's not that. I mean, I think that there's a script. I think that there are options for each of the plays. For example, I forget which game it was. Starting to blend together a little
bit. Let's go with the eight passes the first nine plays against the Cardinals, for example.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of. I think that that was done because they were seeing a full box. A lot of guys near the line of scrimmage, they had running plays that they could have called if it wasn't that, but they didn't want to run into that meat grinder, so they decided to pass in that one. I did a story a couple of years ago where I was actually in the locker room at halftime, and I was just a fly on the wall. And one of the interesting things was watching Kyle Shanahan on one side and then Chris Foerster and the tight ends coach on the other scripting plays for the second half. So there's a whiteboard. Shanahan is doing the pass plays on one side, and the other two guys are doing run plays on the other, and then they eventually got the whole offense to sit in front of the whiteboard, and they went over the plays with which they would open the second half. So it's happening in the second half too. The idea is to sort of build these plays off of each other. Obviously, in the second half, they are basing those plays off of what they saw the defense doing in the first half, what worked well in the first half. Obviously, the score of the game, that was the Tampa Bay game, where they went into the locker room with a huge lead. So, all those things factor into certainly what they're going to open up the second half with.
Matt, I got to tell you, I got to be careful here, because I was telling Steiny about Thursday. Obviously, the Niners didn't play yesterday. They played Thursday. Brock was excellent, I thought. 18 of 28, three touchdowns, had zip on his passes. But, man, I was watching that Arizona game in which they lost, and I didn't blame Brock, but I told Steiny something was just off. Like, from his first pass, his accuracy was off just a bit. And they didn't win that game, but I just, you know, Friday morning or Thursday evening, I think about Purdy's performance, and I'm like, resiliency comes to mind. What did you think of Brock's performance against Seattle after, I won't call it a debacle, but subpar play against the Cardinals?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think that was the story of the game for a lot of position groups. I didn't think the safeties played well against Arizona. I didn't think the D-line played well. And each of those groups, I felt, bounced back really well. The cornerbacks probably led the way in the Seattle game. But Seattle has been a place where Brock Purdy has really had to focus and has come through. That first year, that Tampa Bay game that I was just talking about, he hurt his ribs in that game. The next game is up in Seattle on a primetime game. This is his second ever start and the first road start. And he really kind of, I think it really impressed the 49ers how he was able to focus through the pain, the issues he was dealing with, and deal a win. And I think to a lesser degree, Thursday's game had some of the same vibes. Like, they played so poorly against the Cardinals, they had to win that game in Seattle. It was a all-hands-on-deck game, and I thought that Purdy stepped up just as he has in other trips up that way.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. 2 weeks ago against the Cardinals, just the eye test, Matt, I just felt like Purdy maybe was trying to do a little too much. That's the only way I can put it, you know, into words. And then last game afterwards, they beat Seattle, and he said, I tried to keep it more simple and just take what the defense was giving me. Did you sense that the Cardinals game was a little bit of an outlier in terms of Purdy's aggressiveness?
Yeah, I feel like the preceding games were similar to that too. You're seeing him hold on to the ball more. You know, that's been a theme so far this season. The red zone, their inability in the red zone has been a theme. And they may be tied together, where Purdy might be overanalyzing things. Against Seattle, the red zone was much better. And you saw him see something and then make a decision and then throw. I mean, the second touchdown to George Kittle, for example, you know, Kittle's barely open on that play. If you throw it, then you've got to throw it perfectly, and the receiver has to make the catch. And those things happen. But that's how, you know, fleeting those moments are when you're in the red zone. And Purdy was much more decisive, I thought, and let the ball go, and the result was a couple of TDs.
Matt, we're six games in, and I don't have to tell you, so many things go into an NFL season, but Steiny and I were having some fun. We threw it out to the listeners. The Niners are 3-3. Hargrave's gone for the year. McCaffrey hasn't stepped on the field. How does Matt Barrows feel about the Niners 3-3 right now with everything that's gone into it?
I mean, I feel like they need to be around 500, maybe a little bit more. You could probably be even less. And then a lot of things have to go right in the second half of the season for them. Christian McCaffrey has to come back. Dre Greenlaw has to come back. I mean, those are two big pieces. We just got word today that maybe John Feliciano is coming back. He could be an answer at center if they have problems there. My point is that this could be a different team in the second half of the season than the one in the first half. And it would make for an entirely different year than 2023 was. 2023 was getting off to a 5-0 start, wrapping up the division, getting the first round bye. This could be more like the previous years where they have to really turn it on in November and December just to make the playoffs. But In doing so, they go...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going into the postseason with momentum, which can work too. There are two ways to do it. The 49ers have done it both ways recently, and this could be sort of a return to 2021, 2022. Like I'm saying, the pieces are there. The formula is there. You can see that happening. Of course, it does require Christian McCaffrey not to have a setback and for Dre Greenlaw to come back at a fairly reasonable time because, they can't keep doing the, get a game, lose a game for very much longer. They have to get hot at some point.
Well, Greenlaw looked pretty active against the Cardinals on the sidelines.
Yeah,
man.
He did. we can safely say that his famous feistiness is very much intact, and I think that's probably a good sign.
Yeah. Matt Barrow's joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the 49ers for The Athletic. Ricky Pearsall, the rookie wide receiver, his window is open. Do you anticipate he'll be active for Sunday? And if he is, what do you anticipate his role would be among the receiving corps?
I don't think that he'll be active for Sunday, only because it's just not the gunshot incident that he was dealing with. He barely practiced in August. He started training camp with a hamstring strain and then had a shoulder injury. And I forget the number of practices he participated in, but it was pretty few. So I think that his ramp up is going to be fairly significant. I wouldn't rule out Sunday, but I think it's probably going to be one of the games after that. And once he is back, I think he goes into a role like, for example, what Ronnie Bell has done recently, which is, giving a guy a breather, being able to play at a couple of different positions. But if there were an injury to Deebo Samuel or to Brandon Ayuk or Juwan Jennings, I think Ricky Pearsall is the guy who kind of steps into that bigger role moving forward. So it probably will be dependent on the health of the top three receivers, but there's a fairly good chance one of those guys gets dinged up between now and January, which would lead to a big game or a significant game for Ricky Pearsall.
Matt, don't hold this against me. I'm just a guy that thinks the Niners have outplayed the Chiefs in the two Super Bowls, one in overtime, 7 of the 9 quarters, and have nothing to show for it. We played Trent Williams sound about the upcoming game against the Chiefs, and he said, it's just another game. But what are your thoughts on this matchup and what the Chiefs represent to the Niners? Because I feel like I know they could be healthier, the Niners. Maybe this is coming at a good time that it's the Chiefs. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this would be a very kind of confidence-building win. The 49ers have lost recent games after, climbing to big leads and then losing them in the second half. That's exactly how they lost their Super Bowls to the Chiefs, too. So if they could exercise that demon against the team that's really gotten them in big games, that would be that would be significant for them. It would be their biggest game, their biggest win easily to date. And would be similar, I think, to the win over the Philadelphia Eagles last year. The issue is, with Patrick Mahomes, you have to be far ahead in the third quarter to feel good about your chances. So, I don't know what the right formula is. It would be nice if Jordan Mason were 100%, and then you could sort of go into a bully ball mode and just kind of ram it down the Chiefs' throats. We don't know about Mason, who obviously came out of that game against the Seahawks with a shoulder injury. So that's something to look for this week. But I really think that the offense needs to pour it on and make this one-sided like that game in Philadelphia ultimately was last year.
Matt Barrows covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. He's joining us on 95.7 The Game. We've kind of been hearing these whispers about the 49ers offense. You know, Purdy's holding the ball a little bit longer this year. They have less yak yardage after the catch than in years past. They're throwing the ball a little bit deeper. I know McCaffrey's out, but do you think the 49ers' philosophy has changed a little bit this year offensively?
No, I think it's what the defenses are doing to them. I mean, throwing the ball deep is a direct answer to a defense that is kind of taking away the middle. They're bringing their safeties up to take away the middle. The 49ers are having to zig while the defense zags. The yak stuff, though, I can't figure that out for the life of me. I know that Deebo Samuel missed a game. I know that George Kittle missed a game. And I know that obviously Christian McCaffrey has not played this season, and that is going to have an impact, but you're just not seeing a lot of it. I mean, their biggest yak game to date was Thursday. And that was largely because of that one pass to Deebo Samuel where he outran the defensive end to the goal line. And that wasn't a huge yak game. It's certainly not compared to 49ers games of the past. I can't figure out why that is. And I can only imagine that it has to do with my initial answer. It's how defenses are playing this team now. They've adjusted. I don't know why it took them until 2024 to do this. It does seem to be having an effect on that passing game.
Wow, that's good stuff right there, Matt. Last week we threw out to the listeners and we answered ourselves, you know, what Niner player do you want to see more from? And I won't dare tell you, Matt, I think Bosa's playing bad. I don't, but I want him to be more disruptive. So I said Bosa going into Thursday night. And man, Matt, 14 pressures. What did you see from him? And can we get that Bosa? Or can the Niners get that Bosa this Sunday moving forward?
He heard your critique.
And there it is, man.
He posted that on the inside of his locker. That's what that was. Okay. he had a great game in Seattle. He did lament that he didn't get any sacks in that game. And he realizes that sacks are the bottom line. That's what he's ultimately going to be judged on when the season is over. But you're right. He was disruptive. He was involved. He was good against the run, too. And, that's something, again, going back to the Arizona game, that was something that he and the entire team really struggled with. I think that was sort of a challenge. They came out of that Arizona game. There was so much to regret against James Conner and the Cardinals offense that they were kind of hyper-focused to make amends against the Seahawks, and they did that.
Matt, thank you so much,
good stuff,
as always. Have a great week out there at practice, and Sunday should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Matt Barrows. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.